greetings, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Well, I wish I could give you some good news about our current economic situation, but I'm afraid if I want to be truthful to the facts, I can't. Now, I know that there are some who are telling us that the worst is over and we are in an upbeat situation, and of course they probably want to do that in order to beef up the trust and the confidence of the customers in the economy, but it's nevertheless a misrepresentation. Now, some may not even know that what they are telling us is wrong. Some may even do it intentionally. But the facts are that the worst is yet to come. And I wouldn't be truthful to you if I would tell you anything else. Let me read to you from an article which was published in a magazine, in a paper over there in Israel. It was actually written by an American who is living now over there as an intern for the paper, and that's what he wrote. It is published by Haaretz, and it was published on May 25. He says, many Americans have been led to believe that the worst of the financial crisis is over. But last week, the U.S. economy was dealt another heavy blow that may signal further disaster is still to come. The Financial Post reported last Wednesday that the U.S. dollar slid against most major currencies, hitting a 5-month low of U.S. dollar 1.3775 against the euro. In the meantime, the dollar slid further, and as of today, May 29, the value is 1.41 towards the euro. This article goes on to say, the day after Florida's bank, United FSB, was seized by federal regulators in the largest U.S. bank failure so far this year. The sudden dollar decline and seizure of Bank United is a flashback to the U.S. economic turmoil of late 2008 and a brutal reality check for many who thought the worst was over. And then the article goes on to say that the U.S. dollar is losing its status as a safe haven currency, that Russia, it says, has ditched the dollar in favor of the euro, and the Financial Times quotes top Brazilian officials as saying that Brazil and China are also working toward using their own currencies in trade transactions rather than the U.S. dollar. If that's not bad enough, listen to an interview which President Obama gave recently, which was published in the Drudge Report dated May 23. And he was asked, you know the numbers, $1.7 trillion debt, a national deficit of $11 trillion, at what point do we run out of money? Now, as I will show you in the moment, these figures which were given are extremely conservative and the real debt is much higher. Nevertheless, that's what Mr. Obama answered. Well, we are out of money now. We are operating in deep deficits. We have a short-term problem and we also have a long-term problem. The short-term problem is dwarfed by the long-term problem. Are we catching this? Has the American public caught this? Here is our president telling us that we are out of money already now and that we are facing long-term problems which are much bigger than the short-term problems we are facing right now. And what is our government doing? It's going out to go into more and more debt. And guess who is going to pay for it? Here's an article by Press TV, another Middle Eastern publication. On May 24, they said, two Illinois banks have been closed by regulators, bringing to 36 the total number of U.S. bank failures so far this year. And then they are quoting the Wall Street Journal study, which was published on Tuesday. It found that more than 900 small and mid-sized U.S. banks could face losses of $100 billion by the end of 2010. Today, May 29, Reuters reported that the FDIC problem list contains 305 banks. These are 305 U.S. banks, which according to the FDIC may go bankrupt this year. And we are being told that everything is getting better. USA Today wrote on May 28 that federal tax revenue plunged $138 billion, the biggest April drop since 1981. It dropped by 44% from the year ago. Now guess who is going to make up for the difference? Here's an article by USA Today, which was published today, May 29. Taxpayers are on the hook. for an extra $550,000 a household to cover rising federal commitments made just in the past year for retirement benefits, the national debt, and other government promises. The latest increase raises federal obligations to a record, now notice this, $564,668 per household in 2008. That's quadruple what the average U.S. household owes for all mortgages, car loans, credit cards, and other debt combined. Bottom line, the government took on $6.8 trillion in new obligations in 2008, pushing the total owed to a record. Now figure out this number, $63.8 trillion. That figure is too high for anyone to comprehend. That's how much the U.S. government owes. That's how much they are supposed to pay back. There is no way they can ever pay that back. It's interesting, when banks fail or when auto and car industries fail, the government comes in to take over. We are owing other nations astronomical amounts of money. The Bible has prophesied a long time ago that these nations will come and take over the United States of America, those creditor nations, which we owe money to, which we can never pay back. Why is this happening? Why are we experiencing such an unbelievable status of financial disaster, with the government telling us it's going to get better, with financial experts who are paid by the government telling us it's getting better, and it's a lie? Did you know that God is not the author of lies? Did you know that no lie comes out of the truth? It is sad today that we expect of politicians to lie. And when they do, then we just say, well, you know, that's to be expected. But a president gets up and tells us, read my lips, no more taxes, and then he breaks his promise when he becomes a president, we expect that. You know, my friends, politicians are expected to lie because politics is a dirty, dirty business. As true Christians, we are not involved in politics. We on this program are not involved in politics. We don't care whether it's the left or the right or the middle or the independents who tell you things. We only care whether it's the truth. And if it is the truth, we are going to proclaim it. And we are telling you, and based on biblical prophecy, we can tell you dogmatically, things are going to get much worse. And you had better be prepared for the worst things to come. And I'm not necessarily talking about physical preparedness, although that's important too. I'm talking about spiritual preparedness. When the President of the United States can tell us recently that this is no longer a Christian nation, then we should wake up to the fact what's happening. Then we should really wake up to the fact why God is allowing the things to happen. Are we turning our back on God? If so, we shouldn't be surprised that God is turning his back on us. In the book of Isaiah, we read that the whole nation of the United States of America is sick. When the majority of Americans still uphold the politics of the government, which is going on right now, then we can really say the whole nation is sick. Make sure you are not sick, my friends. Make sure you wake up. Make sure you are tuned in to the truth. And make sure that you get prepared for the things to come, because they will come. And it won't be fun for most people. Thanks very much for watching, and this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.